Amy Klobuchar blames Trump for situation with Iran getting worse. By Kyle Morris on January 14, 2020. Democrat presidential hopeful Senator Amy Klobuchar, DMN, claimed Tuesday during the Democrat presidential debate in Des Moines, Iowa, that President Donald Trump is to blame for escalating tension with Iran. Senator Klobuchar, if you become president, it's very possible there won't be an Iran nuclear deal for the United States to rejoin. Given that, how would you prevent Iran from gaining a nuclear weapon? A CNN debate moderator asked Klobuchar. Because of the actions of Donald Trump, we are in a situation where Iran is starting to enrich uranium again in violation of the original agreement, Klobuchar said. So, what I would do is negotiate. I would bring people together just as President Obama did years ago, and I think we can get this done. But you have to have a president that sees this as a number one goal. And the answer to the original question you asked, I would not allow Iran to have a nuclear weapon, she added. You have to get an agreement in place. Klobuchar also made it clear that she was the one person on this debate stage that called out Iran as being America's biggest threat due to Donald Trump. On Saturday, President Trump announced his support for Iranian protesters in Tehran. In a tweet, he said, "To the brave, long-suffering people of Iran, I've stood with you since the beginning of my presidency, and my administration will continue to stand with you. We are following your protests closely, and are inspired by your courage." Trump also insisted that the Iranian government allow human rights groups to monitor the protests. "There cannot be another massacre of peaceful protesters, nor an internet shutdown," he wrote. "The world is watching." He reiterated his earlier messages on Sunday by sending out another tweet warning Iran against killing protesters. "To the leaders of Iran, do not kill your protesters," Trump wrote. "Thousands have already been killed or imprisoned by you, and the world is watching. More importantly, the USA is watching. Turn your internet back on and let reporters roam free. Stop the killing of your great Iranian people." Follow Kyle on Twitter at RealKyleMorris and Facebook.